Hi, welcome to the podcast with me, your host, Hubert. And today we're going to talk about break time. This is like a slight continuation on the stress-free idea of where you need to find that activity that makes you, of course, stress-free. But you know, you can't find that one thing. There's also bad break time ideas, and I'll explain it all today in this episode. So find that break time. Let's get it. So the first thing that you think of when you're going on break time is how long is the break? So normally if you're doing like the Pomodoro, of course, you have a range about 5 to 15 minutes of break. So what do you do in the 5 minute span? 5 minute span is super simple. Grab and refill water, so have water ready at the table, because you know, if you hydrate your brain, you just can basically just keep going, because you know, your brain's not exhausted, it doesn't like crave the water basically. But you can get that. You can go take a bathroom break, just something besides getting on your phone. I avoid this getting on the phone kind of break. Maybe if you need to check, like, I guess social media doesn't impact you as much. If you're watching YouTube, don't watch YouTube videos, of course. I'm just trying to say that if you're going to consume media, of course, try to just avoid that, but go to like emails and stuff that you can like check for like 2-3 minutes, and then go back to your work basically. So yeah, those are the things I'm thinking about when I'm going on a 5 minute break basically. And I haven't done the Pomodoro because I haven't kept track of how long I've been doing work and that stuff, so that's not a great idea. That's why I have like a heavy feeling on my head, because all that weight, all that brain work, I gotta like flush it out. So that's why I'm planning on going to go outside and play some basketball, because that's how I alleviate the brain. But it's like a break time. So if you're like super clocked out, if you're like me and you don't look at what you are, and your brain is just full of information, it's great time to just, you know, I always say it, step back and just relax. So there's also Pomodoro effects with 10 and 15. So let's go to 10. 10 is similar to 5 minutes, but you know, you can squeeze in a short exercise in between this time. I think I can just speak for 15 as well. So you can like squeeze in a good short exercise to, you know, take a break from whatever you're doing, rather than, because the worst thing you can do basically when you're taking a break on like a 10-15 minute break is you go on a YouTube video, you go on a TikTok spree, and next thing you know, your break time is past that 10 minute mark, that 15 minute mark. It's about 20 minutes after, and you're saying, I'll watch this last one. 5 minutes goes by, and then you go to work again. But the thing is that your brain kind of like goes from like, ooh, happy information, like this information for the media, like a lot of that, and you're going from something exciting, like you're watching memes or something, into something like very boring, like maybe your work. Like it's something very contrasting that you have to really think of when you're going from something like TikTok to maybe math. It's not as fun as you would think. But yeah, that's just one of the things I've been thinking about when I'm going, what is it called? I'm going on a break and that stuff, but I haven't, because, you know, Pomodoro is not in my mind when I'm working right now. So yeah. So phone compared to whatever you're doing, is like the worst thing you have to tell. Just try to stay away from your phone. If you're looking for other activities, of course, because you're probably asking, what activities can I do besides going on my phone? So if you're going to stay away from your phone, then I suggest doing some kind of journaling, because journaling gets your mind off, and it's another way to relax. Maybe do a 15-minute sketch, something on paper, you know, like pretend it's like the snow day where you have no power and that stuff. You're not going on your screen, you know, because it's good to take your eyes off of like the computer and that stuff, because if you're on it all the time, you just, you know, you're just straining your eyes basically, because it's all there and you're like focused in on it. It's not a great idea to continue on doing other activities of like break stuff on the computer, because you need to like get up basically, because if you get up, you get energy, and that's how you keep going, rather than laying in bed watching a YouTube, you know. You feel all sad afterwards because you have to go back to whatever you're doing, you know. Just get up, do like dribble the soccer ball or something, play a little bit of basketball in your backyard, who knows. But it's something like standing up and doing something, rather than just basically stay away from your room. That's what I would suggest, staying away from your room for a little bit, you know, because it's a great idea to step away, talk to someone in your household, just chill for like 15 minutes before you go back, you know. It's a great idea, and even if it's for 10 minutes, you know, it's not going to seem that long, because, you know, you're just trying to relax, and it's just time flies, you know, and next thing you know, you're just back at it. So, but you'll feel energized because you've been walking around. Maybe you wash your face. Maybe you go for like a quick shower in under 10 minutes and you come back and hair's all wet and your face is wet and you know you feel weak because there's water on your face. Something like that, you know. It's something out there that you can be doing to prevent all this drowsiness of media consumption, because, you know, I've been consuming a lot from my phone, and that's why my workflow, I feel like it's super slow, because in the morning, you take an hour to half an hour to just be on the phone, and that's just a bad habit to have before even going through with your day. So I always suggest anyone who does these the media consumption when they wake up is try to put your phone across the room or something, or turn it off. So while you're turning it on, you know, you can get ready for the day, put on your jacket and that stuff. You put on your sweatpants, feel comfortable to do some work, basically, you know. Don't keep it on, because if you keep it on and you like sit there on your bed and just stare at it, that's basically you wanting to stay in bed, or you wanting to sit there and just consume all that information. But, you know, everybody's built different, and slowly that habit will come back, but you can't let it bite you in the butt. So always like maybe charge your phone across the room. You don't need to put an alarm if you like wake up to sunlight, you know. I've been doing that lately where I open up all my windows, so in the morning all the light comes in from outside, of course, but yeah, all the light comes into my window, and it basically wakes me up like that, rather than an alarm, because alarm is very annoying, I would say. But you know, a light alarm is pretty good, because it basically makes you wake up to natural light, which is a very humanistic feature that is like basically imprinted in our brains, and you can just like do stuff around that. But yeah, it's something to really think about, to put in the noggin. But I completely agree with just not touching your phone in the morning. I need to start doing that. I wake up to natural light, of course, but I have like stuff to do in the morning. You know, I've been a bit lazy and got my phone. Having your phone on the bed, first of all, it's like a bad radiation thing, especially if it's near your head or any parts of your body, you know. That's like a very bad thing to think about. But The second thing of all is it's in reach. So when you wake up, you have a habit of patting the bed, patting whatever, and then waking up and then getting on your phone, unlocking it, because you can subconsciously unlock stuff because your brain doesn't really need to think about it. But yeah, you do that and you're like, oh, okay, I'll just consume me, go back to sleep, maybe wake up again, do the same thing, but feel less tired this time. I don't know. But people feel different when the phone is not next to them, they're more awake because, you know, you have that sudden shock of maybe where's my phone and that stuff, maybe it's across the room. Some people get lazy. I think I've said this before, just organizing your room in such a way that will make you move, make you more productive. It's very important in the structure of your room, basically, because if your desk is next to your bed, you know, you'll gravitate towards the bed when you're feeling tired, of course, on your break, and all you want to do is lay down for 10-15 minutes. But you know, it's pretty, just know that if you're gonna go for a 15-10 minute nap, you know, it's gonna be very hard to get up afterwards. Unless it's like you're used to power napping, you know how to power nap, and you know how to get up at a certain time because you're not as tired, and you can just go wherever you want because you can just nap whenever you want because you have that power to wake up with full energy after that great nap, you know. But yeah, that's what I was been thinking about when I'm like waking up in the morning. It's just something like that, and that's similar to a break time. That's why you don't want to lay in your bed with your phone in your hand, because it might trigger that thing of you sitting there for like for half an hour, maybe an hour, just to consume that. The next thing you know, it's already 1 hour, 2 hours passed, and that happened to me before, and that's why I don't want to like do that again, because it gets kind of annoying, because you're not really doing anything. With that time spent that you're on the bed, you could have been spending it on doing work and getting ahead of classes and or whatever you're doing in life, of course, and you can be using that time and putting it elsewhere, you know. Or maybe you had that laundry to put in to take out and put it in there, you know. It's just small stuff that can really happen between those times of you laying there for an hour and that stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of activities that you can do to just get up, be healthy, be happy, just exercise so your knees don't feel numb when you're getting up from your chair, you know. All that blood flows rushing into your body, you feel more awake. So that's just a thing that I like to do with just break time, of course. It's not to sit down and just play Hearthstone, which I've been doing and I shouldn't be doing. But that is one of the break time things that I've been trying to avoid, you know. Maybe you can go get a quick lunch. You can consume media there because you're not next to your bed, I guess. But I don't know. People are just different nowadays. But I think that those are like the general activities that you can like just do. It's either you lay or sit there, see media, or you go out and you know, just do something out, avoiding your computer, your phone. And that is the summary of what I've talked about so far. I'll go over it again at the end of the episode, but yeah, those are the two main ideas of break time, and one you shouldn't do, which is obviously the phone laying down, and two is the one that you should stand up, refill your water, get hydrated, basically, which is a great idea of what I suggest when entering like a workflow. But yeah, keeping your body healthy and keeping your mind healthy is also a great way to leverage this act of the Pomodoro effect as well. And I feel like people have a lot of questions about like, how do you consistently do the Pomodoro? How do you do it without losing energy and that stuff? How do you do it? Like, just power through it. Okay, so my take on this question that I'm asking myself, of course, because you know, I don't really have an audience yet, except the two people that are in my existing audience tab when I go on my profile. But anyways, the thing is to to get into Pomodoro to trigger that. Personally, I use a app called Forest. It's basically an app that lets you set a timer that doesn't let you get distracted through other apps, basically. So it basically blocks certain apps, or if it's on your phone, of course, because you can't really do work on your phone, it'll just basically shut off your phone. So if you were to kill that tree, you know, by going through other apps, it will die, of course. And you try to conserve that tree, and you try to not do much with that tree. On the desktop version, rather than the phone, you can block websites like YouTube and Instagram, maybe TikTok, and like you can block all of those. So you can use the one that are very driven focused. Like you can also block in mail, because mail is kind of distracting. You can, like the school Canvas and schoolwork. Maybe you're doing work on with a company through their website. You know, you're not getting distracted by YouTube and that stuff, and whatever your friends are trying to show you on like Reddit or something. You know, those media websites can be like just completely wiped out. It's not wiped out, but it's like completely blocked, so you can't get really distracted in that way. But that is like the first way. And then after you're done, you get like that, you reward yourself with that 5-minute break, you set the timer up again, and then you go. That is like the way I do the Pomodoro. I don't know how other people just set up timers, I think. Or you can there's like a YouTuber who does like five, six hours of Pomodoro. He has different varieties, so he has like a 45-15, he has a 25-5, he has a I think a 40-10 or something like that. But yeah, you can follow along, get that ambient lo-fi music going on in the background, and just have deep focus work for how long you want to do it, because you know he's there for you, with you the entire time, because you know it's a YouTube video and you see how long it is, and it's like a great way to just to keep track of stuff. And I think YouTube especially, that I forgot what his name is, but he's like Doctor something, but he's like studying for like biology and that stuff. But yeah, that's another great way to just do things. But anyways, yeah, go check him out. You know, it's been a good episode. I think I've already passed my time. I keep trying to get 17:38, but it's like time just flies when you just talk. So I'll just get around this area when I get editing done and that stuff, because I haven't got into editing. Minimize it down to that length. But today we kind of talked about the two ways of getting breaks, which is getting up and doing whatever, like eating, filling your water bottle, showering, or just doing like small exercises, rather than just being on your phone, on your bed, in your chair for 15 minutes or past like 30 minutes because you get distracted with media. And we talked about the Pomodoro effect and how we like start using it and that stuff. And I say you can go through YouTube videos, or you can go through an app called Forest, where timers are basically set for you and break times are given at certain the intervals that are given, of course. But thank you for watching. I'll try to keep it low, of course, but yeah, keep it low for next time. Thank you for watching. Have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.